Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 241.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors, and we'd ask our members and our guests to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Hurley of Randolph County. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Hurley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let us bow our heads. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all your many blessings. Thank you for the opportunity that you gave to each of us to serve the people of North Carolina. It is such an honor and a privilege to be able to assist our constituents, and this opportunity is most appreciated. Please protect, guide, and comfort our military, our law enforcement personnel, and our first responders wherever they serve. Please give the leaders of our state, our nation, and the leaders of other countries wisdom and discernment. Guide them in their decisions that affect so many people. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for sacrificing your life on the cross as an atonement for our sins. And thank you for your resurrection that we may have eternal life. Please help us to show your love through us at all times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for November 17th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for November 17th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. The House will come to order. Members, we're about to seat new members to the House who have been appointed to fill some unexpired terms. So if the body would please lend your attention to this for this process. The House will come to order, so we'll now seat these two members. Representative Nichols' appointment proclamation was officially read on July 26th, and he subscribed to the oath of office on July 29th. He will occupy seat 69. Representative O'Neill's appointment proclamation was officially read on the September 20th, and he subscribed to the oath of office on September 23rd. He will occupy seat 66. The Senate will be notified of the seatings by special message. And at this time, the following members are appointed to an escort committee. Representative Destin Hall, Chair, and Representatives Brendan Jones, Lucas, and Adcock. Those members may now repair to the rear of the chamber to escort Representatives Nichols and O'Neill to their seats. You may accompany our newest members to their seats on the floor of the House of Representatives. So, Representative Nichols, Representative O'Neill, this definitely is a short stint in the House of Representatives, but you will become a part of the annals of history of having served in the State House, and I want you to know that on behalf of all your colleagues and myself, we are glad to have you here. We welcome you here, and I know you've been here to some meetings before, but we want to also officially seat you as deserving of your appointment and your membership. So welcome. Glad to have you with us. You may go to your seats at this time. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House, the clerk will read.
A petition entitled, Let Us Drive. The undersigned are each student at Green Level High School. We are ages 15 or 16. We each have a driver's permit, but no license. There are thousands of students in other high schools sharing our predicament. Signed by.
The petition is placed on file in the clerk's office. Members, chair is about to recognize the rules chairman for a procedural motion that has been discussed with the majority leader and the minority leader on a suspension of the rules to allow us to operate for the rest of the session without the need of having to have members here as the year winds down. So at this time, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to Mason Sections 32, Section 3, and 489, Section 4, Subsection E, I move that Mason Sections 201 and 445, Section 1 and 3 be suspended for the pro forma session anticipated on December 29, 2022.
The motion, and members, the motion is on the dashboard at this time. So are there, the gentleman, if does the gentleman desire to debate the motion any further? Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, the question for the House is the motion to suspend the rules as stated by the rules chair. The chair would actually ask is there, for unanimous consent. Is there objection to the unanimous consent? Hearing none, it's so ordered that the motion is adopted by unanimous consent. And members, again, just to restate that, so for the purpose that we're going to be running into Christmas holidays, and so there would not necessarily be the need for members to be here on those dates going forward. Members, this is also a time in this session, we, as announced earlier, we're not going to be taking up any official business other than what we've already done by the seatings and by the rules adjustment, but it is also appropriate at this time of our what will be our most likely, I would imagine, our final meeting as a body in this House this year and in this legislative session. So with that, the chair is going to open the floor for any announcements by members, any points of privilege that members would like to speak to. So the floor is now open for that. The gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I want to give thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for sustaining me all this time. He told me, and I know some of you don't believe in this stuff, but he told me when I was 6 years old I was going to be a preacher. He didn't say a thing about me being in the North Carolina House, and I never suspected I would be here until 2007 or 8 when I decided to run. But he's been with me. I'm not going to waste your time telling you all the times that I could have easily died and I didn't. He's kept me going for a long time past what I sometimes expected. And it's been a privilege to be here to serve the people of North Carolina. But above all, even this here to me is service to Jesus Christ. And I've tried my best to do what I felt would be good in many instances for the people of North Carolina. I've been accused sometimes of not being a team player. Well, I am a team player, but my team has always been the people who elected me. And I've tried to look out for the average, hardworking, taxpaying citizens in this state. And to uphold our constitutions. That's been my focus the whole time I've been here. And even though I didn't get a lot of bills passed, I was just joking to some of the members. These two members just joined to be some of the few who will probably pass less legislation than I have. But I've also helped stop some really bad legislation, and I'm proud of that. But I want to thank my wife, Tammy. Without her support, I couldn't have been here at all. And she's actually the one. I've told her, don't complain about the hardships of being here because you're the one that talked me into running. You know? And I have to mention Ronnie Long, dear friend of mine, who, you know, without his support and his help, I wouldn't have been here. And I'm not going to go into details, but he has a health problem right now. I appreciate your prayers for him. But Tammy has been my legislative assistant most of the time I've been here. There was a little bit of time she wasn't, but ever since, for about 11 years, she's been my legislative assistant, and I thank Dale Falwell for talking her into doing that. She's been excellent, and we've helped people not only in our district, but some folks in other districts as well. And I've been very proud of how she has worked doing that and how she's worked with other people. I'm just proud of her, period. She is the beauty and the sweetness in my life. A couple of things I have to mention. Our son Samuel, as you know, is a captain in the National Guard. He is currently at Fort Hood, he and his command. And they will be deployed by the end of the month. And we won't see him again until about October, November of next year. There are a lot of families who are going through that right now, not just his command, but I couldn't tell you the number. There's many of them going through that right now. And we need to be in prayer for all of them. And we're so proud of our son and proud of all who serve this great nation and proud of their families who support them. And we need to keep not only the service people but their families very much in our prayers. Next thing, I appreciate everybody that's wearing red and black today. You may not be aware of it, but you wear my high school colors. And I'm wearing my red and black because my Newbern High School Bears football team last Friday night beat Grimsley 40-28 to win the state 4A championship in football. Yeah. Go ahead. That's great. Been a long time since I wore that uniform. And we didn't do so well. My senior year, we were 4-6. But they're 16-0 on the season and state champions, and I'm tickled to death. And I hope Representative Tyson maybe in the next session have opportunity to present them to you. I wish I could be here for that. Not going to be that way, but I'm proud of them. I want to thank our staff around here. James and his staff, they've just done an excellent job, always been very kind to me. I could never tell whether they agreed with me or not because they were just good to me, you know. And our staff, you know, our legislative staff, they have worked hard on the many bills that I've offered. Unfortunately, their efforts were wasted a lot of times because a lot of those bills never got heard. But I do appreciate the hard work that they put into it and the fairness that they showed to me all that time. And our legislative police and our sergeants at arms, you couldn't ask for better people. Sergeants at arms, a number of them, I'm not going to get them in trouble by naming them, but a number of them have told me how sad they are to see me leave. And they don't know how much that means to me. Your kindness and support to me over these 11 years and 2 months, will be treasured in my heart until it quits beating. I love North Carolina. It's my home. It's my ancestral home. We've been here since the 1600s. And there's no place I want to be more than North Carolina except the kingdom of God when it comes. So thank you for the opportunity to serve. And thank you for it. Some of you have been really kind to me even when I know you didn't agree with me. And I appreciate that. And I've tried to be as good to y'all as I could. But I do pray for God's blessings on each and every one of us, that we will learn more and more to love and to serve and to do what is the will of God. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
The lady from Wilson, Representative Cooper Suggs, is recognized to send forth a representative statement, which will be read upon adjournment and spread across the journal. And the lady has the floor at this time to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. I rise today to acknowledge and remember the life of one who is larger than life itself, who lived in Wilson County, and that is Mrs. Betty Ray McCain, married to fellow UNC alumnus, Dr. John Lewis McCain. Mrs. McCain was a devoted family member, public servant, leader, and community icon. She became a leader in the community, serving as president of the Wilson County Downtown Development Corporation, vice chair of the Wilson County Historical Association, co-chair of the Wilson County Whirligig Festival Entertainment Committee, a member of the Will Med Healthcare Foundation Board of Trustees, a member of the Wilson Rose Garden Society, and a collaborator in the McCain Internet Empowerment Project. Her influence was seen and heard on many boards of distinction, and many of you know her, including the Governor's Task Force on Child Advocacy, the Center for Public Education, Public Television, Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center Board of Visitors, the UNC System Board of Governors, the North Carolina Medical Alliance, and the Tryon Palace Commission. She also received numerous honorary degrees and awards from several of the state's universities and colleges, including UNC, who awarded her the General Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Medal and the William Richardson Davy Award. Also from Wake Forest University, UNC Greensboro, UNC Wilmington, North Carolina State University, Barton College in Wilson, and also St. Andrews Presbyterian College. Her appointment in 1993 by Governor Hunt as North Carolina Secretary of Cultural Resources saw her dedicate herself to refurbishing and protecting North Carolina State historic sites as an educational tool for all. Mrs. McCain, Betty, her commitment to providing opportunities for all citizens to thrive and succeed led her to be an active participant in our political process, serving as the president of the North Carolina Democratic Women, the North Carolina Democratic Party, and a leader with the Democratic National Committee. Always thinking of the future generation, Mrs. McCain was there for her family, her community, and all North Carolinians. Her dedication to this state was amplified when she was inducted into the North Carolina Women's Hall of Fame and was bestowed with the Longleaf Pine and North Carolina Award. Her accomplishments continues, but I would be remiss if I did not tell you that when she walked into the room, she lit up the room. Attention was paid to her. And when she started to speak to tell all of those whimsical anecdotal stories, they had meaning because she was serious about what she was doing. Wilson has lost a great leader. The state of North Carolina has lost a great leader, as well as our nation. Her impact has and will continue to inspire us to carry on by her example. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And members, on motion of Representative Cooper Suggs, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Eloise and Robbie Hassel, daughter and son-in-law of the late Betty Ray McCain, and Beth McCain, wife of Paul McCain III, son of Betty Ray McCain. Would y'all please stand? Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for being with us today. Please accept our condolences and all the best over the holidays. Members, we have a few other speeches, but we also are honored today to have an honorary page with us today. We have Liberty Ann Kidwell here today as an honorary page. So, Liberty, thank you for being here with us today. Please join me in welcoming our page for the day. And also the chair is going to extend the courtesies of the floor to a member who will be joining us in January. Representative-elect Pike is in the rear of the chamber. He will be representing the new district in Harnett County. Representative Pike, good to see you here, sir. The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. This day comes for all of us. It happened when I left the Army. It was a tough day, and this is equally a tough day. But in reflection on why we're here, it was really brought home to me a couple of weeks ago when myself and Representative Lucas and Richardson and Wheatley and our two senators went to a meeting of the Cumberland County Veterans Council. And they thanked us for House Bill 83, which was included in 2021 budget. If you don't remember what that is, I don't know how you couldn't remember what it is, but that was making military retired pay non-taxable by the state of North Carolina. And they gave us individual certificates, and they also gave us one for the House here, which I would like to read. It says, certificate of appreciation to North Carolina House Representatives. In recognition for your outstanding contribution and unparalleled dedication, the Cumberland County Veterans Council would like to express our appreciation and gratitude for the commendable and consistent progress you've made. Your leadership and commitment, combined with teamwork of others, was instrumental in making North Carolina a tax-free state for military retirees. Your outstanding performance, exceptional diligence, and loyal devotion to duty reflect great credit upon yourself and is in keeping with the highest standards of service to our veterans. Your efforts are another important step toward making North Carolina the most military and veteran-friendly state in the nation. Thank you for a job well done. On the campaign trail, this was echoed to me by numerous people. And I say this not because I was a primary sponsor of the bill, but because each and every one of you played a role in this, whether you voted for it or whether you didn't, as an individual bill, whether you voted for it in the budget or you didn't. What we do here has consequences. Every bill we pass has consequences. And no matter your party, whether you're Republicans or Democrats, we all cooperate and pass things like that bill and like tax things and all transportation and all the things we do. It's brought home to me by my constituents that we make an absolute difference in what we do. I thank each and every one of you for helping me pass the things that have been important to me and to my constituents and to your constituents. I certainly thank all the nonpartisan staff for all the help they've given us. And as Representative Pittman already mentioned, our Sergeant of Arms, the clerk staff, I mean, we can't do this by ourselves. But it's always important to remember whether you're here for a day, whether you're here for a lifetime, it's service to this state, to this country, and my deepest gratitude and appreciation to each and every one of you for being up here and serving. Thank you.
The gentleman from Vance, Representative Garrison, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and colleagues, and staff. The past 6 years have been quite an interesting experience, and one that I will long remember. Reflecting on my life and experiences, I would like to highlight the fact that being a product of Bayboro, Pamlico County, just east of New Bern and Craven County, 17 miles from Bayboro to be exact. I really never had any dream or any idea of serving as an elected official or in particularly in the House. So having moved to Vance County in 1973 and having the great privilege of having made great friends with some former college alumni. I did have an opportunity to serve in as a county commissioner for 28 years and now served in the House for 6 years for a total of 34 years having been in the government making position capacity. So I'm grateful to God for that opportunity. I believe strongly in democracy. I believe that diversity, unity, inclusiveness are our strength rather than our weakness. For the word says that a divided house cannot stand. So it's so important that we remain steadfast in the biblical teachings that we have been taught and we have learned as we go forward in government decision making. I don't know what the future holds for me. This could be a 2-year hiatus or longer. We'll have to see. But thank you so very much for this opportunity, and I wish you the very best and Godspeed. Thank you.
The lady from Forsyth, Representative Terry, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. It has been my joy to end my political stay by serving in this House. The reality is that my journey has been somewhat circuitous. I've been a 10-10-10-10 person for 40 years. This is the last 10 years here in this House, serving not only the citizens from which I come in Forsyth County, but those in North Carolina where I could, when I could. And as a person who grew up with an Abraham Lincoln Republican grandfather and a yellow dog Democratic mother, I promise you that this has been a challenge for me. Nonetheless, it has been very enlightening. And I must say that all of you, there's not anyone in this House that I cannot like, because I was taught from my birth to have respect for everyone who lives and breathes. So thank you very much for the opportunity. Those whose eyes I could meet and say hello to, and those who rushed past me trying to get away. The reality is that there is honor to service, particularly within the context of what this body represents. And I love politics and democracy for what it's worth, and I love also a good fight. The reality about it, I've served my country in two other continents. I've served my city on its council, and my goodness, I got here during the last 10 and was able to serve the citizens of North Carolina in this great body. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, and I leave you with a thought regarding a person I heard pray here when I first arrived, who did the prayer of St. Francis, which is a wonderful prayer. Is, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. And I absolutely love getting up and breathing every morning when I'm able to wake up and say good morning to anybody, who, even the dogs, the cats, the grass, whatever it is. So thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and all of those persons in this wonderful place who work. I don't know how they do it. They have to love it. Because there were some days, I don't know, I had to really learn how to find my way up the steps and in the bathrooms and that sort of thing. So there's just nothing greater than this. And to you, I say thank you for the opportunity. And for those of you who continue to represent us, do the best you can where you are, when you can. And happy holidays. Thank you.
The gentleman from Alamance, Representative Hurtado, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Wow, it's been an honor of a lifetime to sit here with you all, my colleagues, to serve not just Alamance County, but the state of North Carolina. Only in America can the son of immigrants who fled a civil war and came to this country with nothing but the shirt on their backs, can have a son grow up and serve in an elected body. And I'd argue that could probably only happen in a state like North Carolina. December is always a reflective time for me, especially this December, as this My first term comes to an end here, and it's been important for me to reflect on where we started together as a body. Some of you may have already forgotten that we started in January of 2021, and as I talked to friends and family of how hopeful I felt with North Carolina and the excitement to serve the people of North Carolina, we had one of the darkest moments in American history when we saw an insurrection in D.C. And I bring that up because that was a backdrop to our beginning as a legislative body together. Remember the following week, my first meeting with anyone here in the building was with Capitol Police, thinking about safety plans for our families before we got inaugurated. And on the backdrop of that incident was also a global pandemic with so much uncertainty still present in our lives. My family was mourning the loss of a family member due to COVID and thinking about what could we do to step up to the plate to serve the people of North Carolina. And serve we have. We've come a long way from that moment as we think about the unprecedented efforts we've made to make historic investments in all the challenges we have faced together as a state when it comes to our democracy, when it comes to education, when it comes to our healthcare, and thinking about how we make North Carolina the best place for us to live, play, and work for every single family across North Carolina. There's been glimmers of hope where we've gotten together and found bipartisan compromise on an unprecedented budget with support of the Biden administration and Congress to extend the resources we have here to invest in critical projects here in North Carolina. There's also been moments where we question where we're going together, where we've had to work with the governor and stop extremist bills from coming to fruition. And so as we head into the next session, I know that we all head into a moment where we are hopeful for what we can do together as a state, either as legislators as this body or as I enter as a citizen in North Carolina as partners as we think about how do we make investments that truly work for everyone across North Carolina. And so I am filled with nothing but gratitude to have the opportunity to meet all of you to continue doing this work, whether it's in this body or out of this body, as we think about what it looks like to build that North Carolina that works for all of us. I'm incredibly grateful to the staff here in this building that made all of our lives a little easier every day as we scrambled, like me, to figure out where the bathroom was or where the next meeting was to the committee, to my legislative assistant, Ariana, of course, to my wife, who made so many sacrifices to be able to allow me to serve in this body over the last 2 years. And as I step into to North Carolina as a citizen starting in January, I do know two things for sure. That's that I love North Carolina from the bottom of my heart and will continue fighting for this place and for everyone in this state. And two, that I believe in North Carolina. And I believe in this body to continue fighting to make sure this is a better place for everyone. So thank you all so much, and I appreciate your service to North Carolina.
The gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Ager, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't care much for farewells, and I hope the farewell today isn't over with my friendships with so many people in this room. I treasure so many of your friendships over these years. I leave with a great respect for this institution. I congratulate Speaker Moore for herding all the 120 cats out here. I know it. I'm a history guy, and I've been able to be a part of a democratic institution, and I realize now how wonderful it can be and how difficult it can be. I want to especially thank Meredith Graff, who's sitting right up there. Meredith, raise your hand. She and I were a great team together for 8 years. I'm glad she's risen in the body, and I'm sure she's going to do a great job with her new role. I want to continue. I'm going to go back home and work on my farm, and we're working on how to get some of that carbon that's in the air back into our soil to make our soil better. There's nothing more tangible about North Carolina than our soils, so I'm ready to keep working on some of our best assets, our arable land in North Carolina, the wonderful ample water we have, and the clean air. We got to capture that carbon and preserve these things for our next generation. I also want to keep working on building a new Western North Carolina museum. We have a unique region. I think most of the 12 million visitors that come out there, they're looking for Snuffy Smith and Little Abner and wondering where they are. We have a little better history than that. It also was a great pleasure to represent Buncombe County and the city of Asheville. We talk a lot about freedom in this room. I like to think that Asheville is Freedom City. I know some people have called it the cesspool of sin. Others have said, keep Asheville weird. We're kind of in that place. But we really treasure that freedom. And the magic of freedom is that it creates innovation in all areas. We have a very thriving arts community in Buncombe County. And where freedom exists, creativity abounds. And I really want to preserve that. And I've been proud to sort of keep making Asheville the way it is. And I know many of you like going up there because it's just a little weird. Those ideas, the good ones and the bad ones, sort of separate themselves out at some point. And in a free society, sometimes you and I and all of us have to just put up with some things that make us a little uncomfortable, and that's certainly true for me. I call Asheville the Florence of the South. I think we're having an Appalachian Renaissance there, and so please, as you all go forward, don't snuff that freedom out. I also want to say how proud I am of the new Buncombe County delegation. Lindsay Prather will be coming down here. Caleb's already here, kind of as a prelim, and hope you'll be super nice to my son Eric, who will be coming in January. This group is young and talented, and I don't want you to waste their incredible talents. I've gotten to know them very well. So please, if you come to Buncombe, come and visit. I don't want to miss any of the gossip when I leave, so please come let me know what's going on. Again, thank you for all the friendships, and keep this institution strong and great. Thank you.
The gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, I'm just going across the hall, and so I didn't know kind of what to bring in a farewell speech. I certainly plan to continue working with so many of you in all of the ways that we do, and have treasured my time in this house, and ended up just thinking about some of my favorite moments on the floor. And I just wanted to share in good humor some of the things that many of us may remember. Some of the new folks might not, but I think you'll understand the spirit of some of these things. Like the greatest goodbye speech I ever heard, which was John Blust, who got so angry on his final day in the House that he told us he was going to leave, but he would not leave crawling out on his knees. Or the moment that I think we found the biggest barrel of laughs when in some after midnight session, Representative Hurley wanted us to pass a bill on exotic animals and we were all laughing like a barrel of monkeys. It was the most joyous debate I'd ever seen. Or how about the good laugh that we had when not once but twice Representative Stevens referenced Josh Dobson's abs in her speeches to accept becoming Speaker Pro Tem. Or the quote that I share most frequently from the House when I tell people about what it means to do our work here, which was when Larry Yarborough said, you know, I used to think that there were smart people who came down here and made these laws, but now I realize it's just us. Or this was a private one, but I think you all can appreciate it. When I came here, I had to learn how to understand all of the accents from across North Carolina, and how people spoke and what they meant when they had their signature phrases. But there was one night, again, another late night session when things tend to be a little weird, and my freshman year, and I was sitting in the back, and Bill Brisson was so angry about something that he was just spitting into his microphone. And you know, Representative Brisson usually doesn't speak at all, so he was really fired up, and I couldn't understand a word he was saying. And I turned to Brad Salmon, and I said, it was 11 o'clock, and I said, Brad, is he drunk? And Brad says, no, he's just from Bladen County. I've learned to understand you well, Representative Brisson. And then we give speeches on this floor all the time, and you know that they rarely change minds of anybody when we do give the speech. But holy cow, was I surprised one day when Michael Speciale, of all people, walked over to me and said, you know, I'm glad you gave that speech. It changed my mind on that vote. And that reminded me that there are times where our conversations, whether are there on the floor or off the floor, of course, do change minds, make a difference, impact policy, all of those things. And I look forward to continuing that work with so many of you. And just out of appreciation, I just want to say that I have learned so much from House members, especially some who aren't here because they've left the body, like the late Paul Lubke, Mickey Mashaw, Rick Glazier, Darren Jackson, people who all took me under their wing and gave me advice. Joe Tolson would be another one. And members who are still here and lead us with their wisdom, like Representative Carney, Lucas, Gill, Richardson, people who frequently pull me aside to share their wisdom. And of course, you cannot leave without saying thank you to the people who do so ably serve us. I've loved working with this clerk and everything that I've learned from him and his staff. Thank you, James. I adore the Sergeant at Arms here, particularly the good humor that we share about what we observe in these floor debates. Lots of laughs there. And while she's going with me to the Senate, I'm so appreciative to my LA, Daphne Quinn, for all of her work and the true partnership that we have. And I'm so glad to have someone who's so dedicated to the work that we do to serve the people of our district, Orange and Caswell counties. Thanks to all of you colleagues. I look forward to our continued service to the state of North Carolina.
The gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Lofton, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to take a moment to express gratitude to my legislative assistant, Taylor Allen. I've been fortunate. Taylor has been my LA since I was first elected. Unfortunately for me, she is moving on to other things. So I just want to take the moment to state publicly for the record what's obvious to anyone who's ever interacted with her, that I've been fortunate to work with her, and she has been a joy for our office and a powerful worker for the people of Mecklenburg County. So thank you, Taylor. Appreciate it.
The gentleman from Wake, Representative Nichols, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Well, this will be my only speech, because, you know, I've been here a long time, and we've had some very difficult debates and things. I'm actually no stranger to this body. In 1967, I was a page for Mecklenburg County. And then when I was graduated fresh from law school, I worked as a lawyer for Sarah Morrow, who was Secretary of Human Resources, and Jane Patterson when she was Secretary of Administration, and then Jim Hunt. So I used to sit up in those galleries a lot and watch what was happening on the floor and sit in the committee rooms. I remember when everybody was just in one building before the new building was built. This is an amazing institution, and it's done some great things over the years and will continue to do stuff. I'm sorry that I won't be part of it, but I'm here in Raleigh, and I'll be around. Probably see you in the cafeteria. And we'll share with you what's been sort of my motto in politics back when I was a county commissioner and other stuff that I've done. It's from Will Rogers. Always do right. It'll amaze your friends and confound your enemies. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. The gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. Thank you. I also want to thank all of the employees around here. I have I've never been disappointed, from the cafeteria clerk to the chief clerk. I've been blessed with a couple of great LAs also. The main thing that brought me here initially was being a first-hand experience of being a businessman and not having strong representation in Raleigh. And I'm proud of the fact that I have done a good bit for my community through the years. I'm disappointed we didn't do more for the biggest environmental failure in this state, which is the loss of our marine fishes. But we will move on to that. My life has been a big adventure, and you guys have been a blast. My next move is literally to sail away, maybe all the way to Australia. We'll see what happens there. But the last thing, I just want to share one thought that I had back when I was a young legislator on the back row, probably first or second, maybe third session or meeting. And someone said something very wise. Might have been Representative Dixon or Representative Daughtry. But I was sitting there thinking that everyone in this room is one of the best persons, people, citizens of their community. And I are one. Thank you.
The gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am incredibly grateful for being able to serve Buncombe County in North Carolina for these past 8 years. And I'm grateful I got to serve with so many fantastic folks here in this General Assembly, and folks that, you know, unlikely friends, hopefully I didn't make any real enemies, at least not long-lasting. And I'm thankful for the folks inside and outside this building. But really, there's only one person I want to thank, and that's my daughter, Eleanor. And that's because for the past 8 years, she has said goodbye to me on Monday morning, and then hopefully I would race to get home so I could see her before she went to bed on Thursday night. And when I started this, she was 7. She's 15 now, and she's a big part of the reason why I want to spend some more time at home. So I appreciate all the wonderful experiences I've had down here, all the things I've been able to learn about this great state, from the mountains to the coast. I don't want to say Murphy to Manio, because that's a bit tired. But for everyone coming back, I want to wish you all the best for the next biennium. And for those of us who aren't coming back, I think we all are going to enjoy a well-deserved rest. So thank you for having me here, back here in 120. It's been great to start here and finish here. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from McDowell, Representative Green, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In 1928, Herbert Hoover was elected president. Mickey Mouse appeared in his first sound film presentation. Penicillin was discovered, and the first sliced bread was packaged and sold in the United States. But more important than that, for my family and me, my mother, Doris Green, was born, and today she celebrates her 94th birthday. Thank you. She lived through the Great Depression, faced the home front challenges of World War II, and afterward built a business and family with my dad, which included us three children and now 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren. She's an amazing woman who's been an integral part of her church and community having served as a Sunday school teacher at various times, Bible school director, and for some 50 years as choir director at Newland First Baptist Church. She's always been a guiding light and an anchor in any storm for our family, offering an example of a life well lived. I'm blessed to call her mom and wanted to take this moment on her special day to wish her a happy birthday from our state's capital. Mom, you are literally the best thing that's happened in our family since sliced bread came along. And we love you.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, after 5 terms in 10 years, here we are. I've probably listened to hundreds of these farewell speeches in the 5 terms that I've been here. And on a lot of them, I said to myself, you know, when my time comes, I think I'll just ride off into the sunset and be quiet. Well, it's my turn now, and I'm not going quietly. So just bear with me for a minute. First thing I want to say is what a distinct honor it has been for me to serve in the North Carolina House. It's been a distinct honor to serve the citizens of Randolph and Moore County and the citizens of this great state. It's an honor to serve with all of you and the ones that I've served with over the past 5 terms. And though I may not have always agreed with everyone, it's still my honor to have served with you. It's like Representative Yarbrough said, you're one of the best from your area, and you're here. I want to thank God for opening this door for me in 2012 for me to come down here. And I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for dying for my sins. I'm going to thank several people, not in any particular order, the Sergeant at Arms. I appreciate them. Many of them are friends. And it's been good serving with y'all during these last 10 years. I want to thank James White and his staff and former clerk Denise Weeks, who I served with also. I want to thank the staff of the analysis division, bill drafting, the finance teams for always being there to help me through the many requests for information, the many requests for bill drafts, financial questions, some staffing committees, and just helping me with everything. I want to thank my L.A. Laura of almost 10 years, and I'm sure she's probably listening today from Carteret County. Thank you, Laura. It was a good run. I want to thank Paul Coble and the Legislative Services Office for all of their help. Speaker Moore, appreciate your leadership and your staff, and also Speaker Tillis during my first term. And I want to thank all my friends and supporters in Randolph and Moore County. Without them, I wouldn't be here. Most of all, I want to thank my wife for putting up with me these 10 years, allowing me to be gone. I love you. Thank you. I'm sure I left someone out. But what I want to say most of all by that is that I hope we all realize that without all these people that I just mentioned, we wouldn't be successful in what we do down here. It literally takes a large team like that to get this done. You know, when I went through school, especially high school, I probably would have been voted the most unlikely person to be in the North Carolina House. And I'm sure probably they still would. But, you know, at 25 years of age, I settled down and did a 33-year career at the Randolph County Sheriff's Office, and the last 19 years as chief deputy. And having worked for a sheriff's office, you all know it's political. Every 4 years, you got to get elected. So I got deeply involved in politics. And so in 2012, when former Representative Harold Brubaker decided to retire, he left a vacant seat, and I was honored to have been appointed to replace him and then stood for 5 different elections after that. Last December the 1st, I announced that I wasn't seeking reelection again. And I spent much time in prayer and thought about making that decision. Quite selfishly, when I was thinking about the decision, one of my thoughts was, who's going to replace me? And I bet a lot of you had the same thought. about who's going to replace you when you leave. Well, the next day after I announced, I got a call from Neil Jackson. And I said, thank you, Lord, my prayer's been answered. And he won. And y'all please take it easy on him when he gets down here. He's a good man, and I think you'll really like him. You know, over the past year, I feel like I've been on a perpetual farewell tour. You know, having announced that I wasn't going to run, every event I attended, I was introduced as retiring legislator, Representative Alan McNeil. Would you like to come up and make a few farewell remarks? Well, that's been a year ago, and you can imagine how many events I've been to and how many farewell speeches I had to give. Maybe, just maybe, this will be my last one. You know, I've asked Ben multiple times what I'm going to do next. Easy answer, anything I want to. I will miss this place and the opportunity to make something good happen. I will miss all of you. Some of you might be glad this anti-alcohol, anti-gambling believer won't be here. But you know what? I don't regret one minute my stance against alcohol or against gambling and the other vices. All I can do in the future, though, is pray that some of you will hold the line in here and work to stop some of these bills. I know that finally in that retirement will bring a lot of changes in my life. No more hundreds of emails about every topic under the sun. No more unhappy constituents because I did or didn't do something. No more ugly phone calls, I hope. No more having my good bills die in the Senate. A lot more time on the golf course and at the beach. I could go on, but I won't. There are a lot of a change for all of us that are retiring. You know, even I thought on January the 1st, I'm going to have to change my answering machine. No more. You've reached Representative McNeil. Actually, I've got something I want to try out on y'all for my answering machine and see what y'all think. Hello, you have reached the phone of Alan McNeil. I'm now retired and making a lot of changes in my life. Please leave your name, number, and your reason for calling. If I don't call you back, you're one of the changes. Carry on, fight the good fight. Merry Christmas. I love y'all. God bless this legislature and this state.
The gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A year ago, ladies and gentlemen, I stood on this very floor, told you how proud I was of my 7-year-old grandson, who worked through hard gridiron challenges, and his team advanced from local to state to region and won the national championship in Florida. That was a year ago. His nickname, his real name, his Christian name is Weston, but I call him Wild Wild West, and he fits that exactly. But I'm doubly proud to tell you that this year, as an 8-year-old, the same team advanced through the local, through the state, through the region, and once again, last Friday, became national champions. Each time they advance, they get a ring. Tom Brady would say, son, you got a lot of rings. So thank you to Wes, great grandson, once again national champion.
Lady from Durham, Representative Morey, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. Following up with Representative Lofton, all of us have the backbones of who we are, which are usually our LAs. And I also have one of those who has worked with me for 5 years, Pamela Best, who came from the Administrative Office of the Courts. And we've made a great team. Pamela is leaving. She has gone through health scares, the death of her mother while she's been here. And we all know they're on call 24/7. They're here late at night as we are. But I owe her a debt of gratitude, and I know we all do. So thank all our LAs, and thank you, Pamela.
Lady from Carteret, Representative Mikhail Raff, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends,
I want to thank God for this amazing opportunity to serve with each and every one of you and to serve the citizens of Jones and Carteret County. Without his trust in me, I wouldn't be here. I want to thank my husband, Roger, who spent 31 years in the Marine Corps serving his country, for serving those feral cats in our neighborhood as I left to come up here to serve. I want to thank my grandchildren for being okay with me not being at their games and their dance recitals because I was in session. I want to thank my legislative assistant, Nancy Fox, who has been amazing. She is retiring also. So it's very bittersweet for the both of us cleaning out the office because she also is retiring after 20 years of service. And Nancy's daughter works as our research assistant, and I want to thank her. They've decided to leave when I left, so we're all going out with tears in our eyes today. But Nancy has been amazing. The lobbyists come over there. They get their chocolate there. They can't give us anything, but we can give them chocolate. But my girls are entertainment for everyone that comes by. They're so well-liked, and we're going to miss them. The General Assembly, I know, will miss them. I want to thank James and his clerk, our clerk James and his staff, for being here late at night. I want to thank the sergeants at arm for their protection and their loving care. I really appreciate all of you. I want to thank the speaker and my caucus for trusting me to be your deputy whip, and I want to thank the whip for giving me that opportunity. It's been a pleasure. I want to thank the minority team here. And thank you for your friendships over the years and in working on legislation with me, so many of you have. I especially want to tell you about a special friend of mine on your side. When I first got here, she and I didn't see eye to eye on one thing, nothing. We were polar opposites, especially on the environment at that time. But Pricey, I love you, and I pray for you with what you're going through right now. And I want you to know that we both gave a little. We negotiated. We shared our love for certain things, like the commercial fishermen down in Carteret County. And we were friends. We don't need to be enemies here, y'all. We need to be friends. And we just need to do the people's business in that vein. I want to just quickly thank the Agner staff for all the hours that they put in on our budget. I don't think they ever slept during budget season, and I know that our big chairs and the staff there did not. Thank you so much for each of you for your friendships. God bless you. Work together, all of those of you who will still be here. Work together and have respect for each other. Love you all. Mr. Speaker, I left one thing out, one personal thing that I wanted to say. The most important person up here to me, we came in together 16 years ago, and we'll be living together, is Pat Hurley. Her birthday is the 29th, and we won't be here, so please wish her a happy birthday.
The lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, the other Pat, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I did have to write this out because I couldn't remember all of it. And speaking of which, I am the oldest woman in the North Carolina House, and I'm glad I'm still here. thank you for the memories. Thank you for the memories that I've had for the past 16 years. As the first woman from Randolph County to win a state office, I am very thankful for this opportunity.
It has been very different. It has been happy. It has been sad. It's been funny. It's been just very special to me, and I'll never, as long as I've got my memory bank, hopefully forget the times that have been here and all of you, because you have been part of my life, family, and I just am so happy to have served the 16 years that I've served here, and I've moved away from what I was going to say, so I'm going to go back to my script before I mess up. My seatmate and I came into it together in 2007 with a class of 14 members, 9 Republicans and 5 Democrats. With our leaving, that leaves Representative William Brisson as the only one member of our class left, and he came in as a Democrat, but he became a Republican, and he will be representing us for the next session. And as a side remark, U.S. Senator Tom Tillis was a member of our class, and he sort of moved on too. And I expect the median age when we're gone, Pat and I, will be less than the present, 58 years and 6 months. So watch out for next session. I expect it's going to plummet. But I'm very thankful, as I said, to be still be here. There are many special memories that I have to mention. I just have to mention. Number one was a long session that you've already heard about. That we were still in progress about 1:30 in the morning, and everybody was tired and crazy and silly. And there was a bill about exotic animals. It wasn't a bill that I was doing an amendment. But it was about exotic animals, and they needed someone to do an amendment to help save the little monkeys. And I got the honor. So, there was so much laughter you could hardly know it was supposed to be a serious amendment. Speaker was even down here laughing. And after all that in the House, all the talking and fun we had there, the Senate didn't take it up, which is normal. Also, I filed a bill to change the governance of Trinity. That was the one that took a lot of nerve that I had. My senator didn't go along with me. And then it got married to a Senate bill where it got into litigation. My Trinity part did pass. The Greensboro part did not pass. And they are doing well in Trinity now. It was a very controversial bill, and I don't regret doing it now, but I was scared to death then. My favorite bill was in 2013, and I have to mention that. It was the Back to Basics bill that required students to learn cursive writing and to memorize multiplication tables. Why you would have to do a bill to do that in education, I have no idea, because until they get back to basics, kids cannot be thinking critically. It passed and became law, but many school districts still don't teach it. I hope that Representative Phil Shepard and Representative Harry Warren, who were primary sponsors with me on that bill, will help give the children this special skill that they need to be able to read, write, and spell and do everything they need to do. My saddest memory is the loss of several of our colleagues who were active members. In 2020, Representatives Linda Johnson and Mary Ann Black passed away. And in 2021, Representative Jerry Carter and Dana Bumgardner passed away. They were very dedicated representatives and very good examples for their districts. I miss them today. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for your leadership and for pointing me to the committees and for pointing me to chairs of many of those committees. I thank you very much for that opportunity. I thank my legislative assistant, Debbie Holder. We've had fun times the last 10 years, and I thank my legislative assistants before that. But she has been very, very special to me as family, and she and Frank are very special today and will always be there. And thank you for all the personnel in the General Assembly. Every one of them, every job that they do, and they do it with dedication and with patience, which I have a hard time, but they have patience, they have understanding, and they're so special, and I thank every one of them for what they do here. Mr. Trogdon, I'm going to miss you so much. Fiscal is going to be missed. Mr. Trogdon and Fiscal especially will be missed so much. I've worked with him since I've been here. And last but certainly not least, I thank my Lord and Savior for the opportunity to serve in this chamber, and I give him the glory. He got me here. He's protected me so many times. He gave me wisdom when I asked for it. There's lots of times you don't ask for it, and you don't get it, and you may mess up. But he gave me wisdom when I needed it, and he provided for my needs here as he does for all of us. It has been a blessing for me to serve District 70 and a blessing for me to serve with you all. And I will miss helping constituents and seeing each of you. I wish all of you the best to keep North Carolina prospering and being an example to America. Thank you.
Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Smith, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First, I want to say thank you to my family for putting up with this sacrifice of coming to Raleigh to do the work of the people of the state of North Carolina. I will definitely always be indebted to them for that. I also want to thank the staff, the Sergeant at Arms, the other members of Mr. White's team for all of their support and their help. There's no way that you can learn all of this stuff in the time that you're given when you first get here, so I certainly appreciate that. Also want to thank my legislative assistant, Susan Thompson, who has been a trooper throughout all of this. I inherited her from Representative Larry Bell, who was my predecessor here in the General Assembly, and can't wait to go back home and talk to him and tell him about my experiences. Also want to give honor to my mother and father. They're both deceased, but my mother was a 38-year educator. She served on the Board of Education in my community for 18 years until she passed, so she passed as a sitting school board member. My dad, United States Marine, after leaving the Marine Corps, he went into civil service and worked at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base for 35 years and served the rest of his life in community service. So that kind of set the stage for who I am and what I'm about to do next. So if for any reason you think you've seen the last of me, that's not the case. You will be seeing a lot of me, and maybe even more than you want to. I'm very proud of my time here in the legislature. Came in with my classmates. We had one of the largest classes that came in at the time that we did, and I'm certainly proud of each and every one of them and the things that they've been able to accomplish. But I'm certainly proud of my efforts to make HBCU funding more equitable in the state of North Carolina, and I hope we continue that effort. All of our colleges and universities in the state of North Carolina deserve equitable funding, and we should not be differentiating between one or the other. They're all important, and they all have a major role in the state of North Carolina. I'm also proud of the fight to preserve the sanctity of pure amateur sports, and that the General Assembly decided not to take over the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. I think that would have been a travesty. You know, we've ruined professional sports. We're ruining college sports. Let's keep high school sports pure. I think that's one of the things that we need to stay away from. So I'm glad that we did not do more damage in that regard. And lastly, I'm absolutely proud of my efforts to support all military and veterans issues. Being a United States Army combat veteran myself, I do indeed honor our troops and our veterans, and I'm very proud of my support for all of those efforts. So that being said, Mr. Speaker, and to something that Representative Terry said earlier, I love a good fight too, but I like that fight to be fair. So thank you.
Lady from Wake, Representative Adcock, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, there are just three things I want to say as I walk across the court to the other chamber next month. The first is that I don't think there's been anything more instructive to me, and I hope you would agree, than when we all work together in a nonpartisan way to make policy. And I plan to take that knowledge and that lesson with me when I serve in the Senate. The second is, many of you may not know this, but Suzanne Smith, my LA for the last over 7 years, is retiring at the end of this month. She's going to stay in the float pool, so some lucky ones of you will have the opportunity to work with her. She has actually been one of the most important people to help me be a success in this office, in addition to all of you and the staff and everybody else who's been mentioned. But Suzanne is a very special person with great talents, and I'm sure many of you have met her and you know how helpful she is in all ways. She has actually been the face of constituent affairs in the office. And then the last thing is, I appreciate the way that you welcomed me into this chamber as the first and so far only nurse practitioner to ever serve in the legislature. So many of you have been, eager to be on my bills, have asked me to be on yours, have asked me questions and asked for information based on my experience, 35-year experience as a nurse practitioner. And that's made me feel really good, and I've appreciated that so much. I leave you in the hands of four great nurses, Carla Cunningham, Donna White, Diane Wheatley, and soon to join you, Diamond Staten Williams. And I know that you're going to welcome her like you welcomed me. You're going to continue to be in great hands with these nurses. And I thank you for everything. I'll still see you around. Thanks.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Hurley, and you stole my term, bittersweet. Standing up here today, I'm overwhelmed with emotion that are bittersweet. They're bittersweet because, one, the love of this institution and this country. The fact that you all are here and have worked so hard to get here, you share that love of this country and this state and this institution. Think about the privilege that I've had, that you all have now, to serve in this incredible body where common people do extraordinarily, uncommonly great things. It works. We live in a country that believes in common people, that common people should choose their own destiny, and they should govern themselves, and they should have common people be their voice and be their power. And you are the embodiment of the chapel of democracy. You are what makes it work. So I'm bitter and I'm sad that I'm leaving such wonderful people that understand this wonderful institution and get how important it is to the breath and soul of this country and the world. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for what you do. I'm sad that I'm leaving the people here, the staff that work so hard to make us look so good when we really don't deserve to look so good. To all of you, I say thank you for what you do. You don't get paid enough. You don't get recognized enough. You do so much behind the scenes, but as my mother would always tell me, still water runs very deep. And our staff, our quiet, extraordinarily competent, good staff, they don't take credit. They don't brag. They just get the job done. Thank you so much for what you do. A special thank you to my LA. I had the best of the best. Quite simply, I had the best of the best. That's all that needs to be said. I want to leave you the bitterness or the sadness is also the work that I leave behind that we didn't get accomplished. We have so much work to do with water. So much work to do with education. So much work to do with higher education and environment. and with inclusion. We still fall behind in inclusion. We have so much left to be done here. I wish I was going to be a part of that. I regret that we didn't accomplish all that we needed to accomplish when I was here. But I believe in this system, and I know you will get the job done. I know you will work on these big ticket issues. Don't be afraid to take on the big ticket issues. They are so important to the lives of people of this state. I leave you with these observations. I leave you with the observation of hope. Having served with each of you, and I mean this, folks, having served with each of you, I know your hearts and souls. I know your compassion. I know your love of people. I know your love of this state. Don't lose hope in yourselves and don't lose hope in this institution. You are the embodiment of it. Represent us. Serve us. Never lose hope. Take on the big ticket issues and do what you know in your heart is right. Never forget your DNA. You're Americans. You're North Carolinians. In your DNA is the DNA of freedom, of visionary greatness, of things yet not yet accomplished. Never forget that DNA. Never forget those that came before you that sacrificed so much to get us where we are. Carry that tradition on and instill that tradition in your children and grandchildren. It's our DNA, folks. Embrace it. And finally, accept the challenge of why you're here. You know, it's funny. I was watching a lot of the political ads this past session, and a lot of them were about across-the-aisle cooperation. That how folks made that effort to work across the aisle. I really pray that both sides take that campaign issue to heart. Because on each side of this incredible body, Democrat and Republican, are extraordinary people with extraordinary gifts that have so much to offer. If we will just learn to work together, if we will just take the time to walk in the other person's shoes and to understand where they're coming from and to see their vision of America, their vision of North Carolina, if we will take that time, we will all be better representatives. So I leave with you with this. Take the time to get to know each other, because what you will find is that you all are the embodiment of this great state. You're great people with great vision and great hope and love of this state. Work together. Take on the big ticket issues and keep doing what this great state has always done. And that is, we face our problems and we overcome. God bless each of you. And one last thing I will say, I've been blessed with the best wife a person could ever have. I met her when I was 16. She's my soulmate, my best friend. I'm a blessed man today, and I'm blessed because I've been a colleague of y'all's, and it's been an honor, and thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful body. God bless you.
The gentleman from Pitt, Representative Farkas, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for your management of the floor as well as Leader Reeves for the same. I rise today to express my sincere gratitude for being able to serve in such a distinguished body and help move North Carolina forward over the last 2 years. Serving my hometown Pitt County in the State House has been the honor of my life, and there are too many people to thank who made this form of public service possible, but I do want to recognize my wife, Cameron Farkas, for being with me on this journey every single step of the way. As you all know, we were married early this year, and between a short session and a pretty intense campaign, we haven't been able to relax a little bit, so we're going to finally take advantage of the honeymoon and the downtime that comes from that. I also want to give a sincere thank you to my immediate family, my father, my mother, my brother, and my sister. I'm inspired by them every single day and couldn't have asked for a stronger family unit to keep me grounded and faithful to the job here at hand. And I want to also take a moment to thank my staff. In this first term, I had two legislative assistants. The first was Katie Rogers, got us through the long session. Many of you knew her, and she went to work for an international nonprofit, making a real big difference in what she does. And then also Graham Strickland, who took the reins on January 1st and got us through the short session, and many of you have gotten to know him. He will be transferring over to Representative-elect Gloristein Brown's office and is going to do a fantastic job. So thank you, Graham, for that service, and Katie as well. And to my colleagues, it has been an absolute pleasure working with each of you. When I was elected in 2020, I pledged to do my best to leave party politics at the door of this building once we got inside and get things done. And we made that happen. And for a place like me in Eastern North Carolina, that's a big deal. We were able to secure $320 million for Pitt County in a direct investment, a tier two county that needs the help to really lift people up. And that included the long-running project of that new Brody School of Medicine, which you all have heard me talk about way too much in this term. But it's a big deal. And for our Eastern legislators who understand the transformative impact that facility is going to have and how it's going to improve the lives of so many people well past our lifetimes, I thank you all for working with me to help make that happen. When we push past the partisan gridlock and when we see these big accomplishments happen, it's a reminder that when we push through, we can make sure that government lives up to its promise, meeting people where they are and actually solving the problems we need. The hours in this building, working with you, are some of my favorite and most memorable. Working here on the floor to get a bill just right, poor Representative Brody having to answer every question about life safety every time he ran a bill. Going door to door in the halls just to earn your support on something else or explain why a bill is written the way it is. And just building the genuine relationships that Representative Richardson alluded to. That stuff matters. The stuff off the floor where we can get to know one another, go outside our comfort zone and build those relationships. That makes all the difference and builds the trust we need to really take the lead and do the big things. And I guess to echo, similar to Representative Richardson and a few others, I challenge this body to do whatever it can, whenever it can, to make sure that this institution rises above the cynical politics that we often see arriving at our doorstep each and every day. It seems like we are constantly drilled to go to the far right or the far left, and we forget about, you know, just it doesn't have to be about power politics all the time. We can get stuff done when we stay here, get to know each other, and really commit ourselves to making a difference in the state and lift as many people up as we possibly can. When we do that, when we authentically work together, we can make a big, big difference, whether it's on transportation or health care or our economy as a whole. So from the bottom of my heart, it has been an absolute joy working with you. I hope I can count on you to call me if you come to Eastern North Carolina for the right kind of barbecue and spend some time in the eastern part of our state, and know that it has been, like I said, the honor of my life to be here, and I thank you so much for being incredible colleagues. Let's continue to move North Carolina forward. Thank you.
The gentleman from Moore, Representative Bowles, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just got from the new rules chairman here. He said 2 minutes. No, first of all, I would like to thank God for the privilege of serving in this institution and representing the people of Moore County. First, I also would like to thank my family. When I started, I had a junior in high school. Now I have 5 grandchildren. And so it's time does go by. Mostly, I also like to thank my Bowles Funeral Home staff, because without them, I would not be able to stay here and serve the community in both in the house and in our profession of the funeral. And as a funeral director, it's always not good to go after a lawyer to speak, but Billy, thank you. Thank you for your words. My first experience in this institution, in this building, was when I was in the fifth grade, when we came up to take a tour of the legislative building. And I can remember walking up the red carpet. And when I got here in 08, I was told I couldn't touch the red carpet. So, times have changed. But I knew when I was here in the fifth grade, this is a goal that I wanted to achieve. And I did. Just happened in our community was the Mr. H. Clifton Blue, which was the first speaker in this chamber in 1964, when they came over into this new building. And I'd like to also state that his granddaughter is my L.A., Ms. Allison Johnson, and thank you for your service. Like so many of you have already stated, it's the people here that has made this institute and the friends that you make, not only just for here, but for a lifetime. I don't know how many of you were here, but I've seen a rabbit on the floor here one night. Y'all remember that? When the sergeant of arms had to tackle a guy dressed in a rabbit suit because they were protesting. You remember that? I also remember discussing the monkey issue at 2 o'clock in the morning on this same floor. So I do have great memories. I also want to thank the staff, as already been mentioned. There is so much staff around here, but I particularly, because it's been my passion and my heart, is the justice and public safety staff that we have here and the Department of Public Safety, which, remember, under the Constitution here, that's your responsibility to protect the citizens here of North Carolina. That's the first thing, the Constitution, and it should be your priority. I'd also like to thank the speaker for letting me be part of SAMRCAN and developing the first statewide training facility that we have for law enforcement, in which it is still developing. And I hope that you will still see the priority, the emphasis of training our law enforcement officers and give them every tool they need to protect the citizens, which you're under the Constitution to provide. I'd also like to thank you all for the votes, because I'm just one of 120, like most of you all talked about the projects back in your districts. But I do welcome you all when we do have the U.S. Open here and we had the USGA here, which not only will benefit North Carolina, but it will put North Carolina in the world stage spotlight, and which we will have here now. I've enjoyed for the last years with Pat and Alan to keep all these alcohol bills. It seemed like it were always playing walk-a-mole with these alcohol bills. But we got the ice cream out of the stores on the aisles so kids can't pick them up. And so we've done some great jobs with the ABC. And with that, I'd just like to say thank you. It's been an honor and it's been a privilege. And to the, I assume maybe the rules chair next year, find George a good seatmate that can hear and that doesn't have a problem of getting punched in the shoulder and say, what'd he say? But it's been an honor to serve with George, and I've had a doctor, a first sergeant, Pat, car dealer as seatmates, and it's just been an honor. But thank you all. If you're ever in Pinehurst, you know where I'm at. Give me a call, and you know I'll take care of you. Thank you.
The lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Hunt, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to say one thing that hasn't been said. Many of you all, from staff to members, have come up to me and told me stories about my father, and that has been one of the pleasures of my life in these past 4 years, and I can't thank you enough for your kindness. My parents are my biggest cheerleaders. Thank you all. And I can't thank you all enough for being so kind, because that's something that really makes a difference in this building. Thank you.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I've sat here for almost 2 hours now, and really, really listened to all of the talent that's going to be missed in the ensuing session, I've sat with amazement and concern. How are we going to exist? But I've been soothed and sustained by your unfaltering trust that we will persevere. And so I'm encouraged that we will not necessarily be better, but we will continue. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah. Lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I do rise for a point of personal privilege. I wasn't going to speak today, but sitting here today, listening to all of these people, and I've jotted your names down. It's overwhelming to me at what this institution makes when we come in, makes of us as we leave. And I've been here 20 years, so I've seen a lot of people give these speeches on this floor. I want to thank the speaker for trying to have us adjourn today sine die, but our Senate colleagues could not make it. That's quite, for those of you that have been here to experience that, it really puts the exclamation point on your time serving here. But I do want to stand up today personally and say to each of you, as I call your name out afterwards, I thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifices that you have made. It's been mentioned by many, your grandchildren's first of everything. Your children's first of everything, your spouse's or your significant other, and yet those your best friends that you could not attend. But you valiantly put your service to this state first. We were all here under duress circumstances, under happy circumstances, personal health circumstances for many of you. And I just personally wanted to stand and say thank you for your service. I don't think that we as legislators get to hear that enough from home, from where you serve, but from here. And the one thing that has astounded me in my 20 years here are the friendships that you make and you keep forever once you're here. Every member in here that's leaving, we all have your phone numbers, and we will all be calling on you. Maybe we may go through your district. We may have a need, but you will never stop being a public servant and known to others. I also, Mr. Speaker, have a request of you that the words from the following members be spread across the journal. Representative Pittman, Representative Cooper Suggs, Representative Soka, Representative Garrison, Representative Terry, Representative Hirato, Representative Ager, Representative Myers, Representative Nichols, Representative Turner, Representative McNeil, Representative McElrath, Representative Hurley, Representative Smith, Representative, I can't even read my writing, Representative Adcock, Representative Richardson, Representative Farkas, Representative Bowles, and Representative Hunt. I commend every one of you for the many days and hours that you've put to this public service. All those names that we read, thank you and Godspeed. I want them spread across the journal.
Without objection, so ordered. Members, we're at the close, and a couple of recognitions the chair would like to make. First off, on motion of Representative Davis of New Hanover County, we have two newly elected members of the New Hanover County School Board with us today, Josie Barnhart and Pat Bradford. Would y'all please stand? Thanks for being with us. Welcome to the North Carolina House of Representatives. Also, a number of the legislative assistants for our retiring members are here in the gallery, folks who serve so ably. Would y'all please stand so we can thank you and for your great work as well. Please stand. Also, I want to thank the clerk for a project that he and I started talking about probably a year and a half or so ago that he and his staff worked very hard on. On each of your desks, you will see a book of remembrance. This is from 2001, so we went back to the beginning of this decade through 2021. That has a bio on there on those members who have served with us, who passed while they were serving in office. And so this is for you to keep. The family members of those former members will also get copies, but I think it's appropriate to recognize those who are no longer with us and who served and who gave up until the last minutes. To our members who are retiring with us this year, I want you to know that I consider it an honor and a privilege to have served as your colleague and as your speaker. And please know that your efforts, your time away from your families, your time away from your businesses, from your communities, has been to contribute to the betterment of North Carolina. We've of course had those times when there's disagreements in the room, but if you think about it, more often than not, we're all generally rowing in the same direction for what's best for North Carolina. And I think each and every one of you, those retiring, those coming back, those who are leaving this body to go over to the Senate, will appreciate the time that you have and realize the hard work and how it has made a difference, not only in your own communities, but across the state and for folks that you may never even know or may never even meet. So it is something that is, it's called public service for a reason. And each and every one of you embody that. And I thank you for that. And I also thank your families, because I know every one of us have families who have sacrificed so that we could be here doing this. And it's I know most folks who spoke even referenced that as well. So this will be the last time that we gather this year and in this legislative session. We will continue to let the clock run down to the end of the year, and we'll adjourn de facto at that point at the end of the year. And we will come back on January the 11th with our new session. To the returning members, get some rest. We're going to work you pretty hard next year. To our retiring members, don't be a stranger. Please come around. Remember, you got four privileges for the rest of your life. So if nothing else, you got that. But I think more importantly, I think those who have served realize you've made lifetime friends. And I hope you cherish those and keep those in contact as well. Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I asked Senator, former Representative Hannig, if he would like to speak, and he declined. I just wanted to take a moment of personal privilege and thank now Senator Hannig for his service in this chamber. Bobby, I think, brightens the room when he enters, that's for sure. I've come to call him jokingly Shoes, because he always amazes us with the shoes that he wears. I'd like to say personally, Bobby has been somewhat of a mentor to me. He has been a close seatmate sitting in front of me and near me in my service here, and I think he has been a great asset to this assembly, and I know he will be the same to the Senate. Senator Hannig, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your service to this state, as it were, here, and your continued service in the Senate.
Senator Hannig.
To our senators and our future senators, remember these kind words. They may be the last kind words said about you from the House of Representatives going forward. I certainly wish you all well. We hope you take the great ideas from the House and try to do a little missionary work across the hall over there. So we'll be pulling for you there. Any further notices or announcements? Anything from the clerk? Seeing nothing further before the body, gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, December 15th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene. Pardon me. To reconvene Thursday, December 15th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Reading representative statement. A representative statement honoring Betty McCain. Whereas with the death of Betty Landon Ray McCain, the state of North Carolina has lost one of its most able, outstanding, devoted, and loyal citizens. Betty was born on February 23, 1931, to H.T. and Mary Howell, Parrot Ray, in Facing, North Carolina. She earned an undergraduate degree from the University of North Carolina, UNC, at Chapel Hill, and a master's degree in music from Columbia University Teachers College, and whereas Betty McCain was married to fellow UNC alumnus Dr. John Lewis McCain, and they raised two children in the city of Wilson. She became a leader in the community, serving as president of the Wilson Downtown Development Cooperation, vice chair of the Wilson County Historical Associates, co-chair of the Wilson Whirligig Festival Entertainment Committee, a member of the WillMed Healthcare Foundation Board of Trustees, a member of the Wilson Rose Garden Society, and a collaborator in the McCain Internet Empowerment Project. She was also a dedicated member of the First Presbyterian Church, where she was a deacon and an elder and sang in the choir. And whereas Betty McCain rendered distinguished service to her beloved alma mater for over 70 years, serving as a member of the UNC Board of Visitors and as a chair of the UNC General Alumni Association, Center for Public Television, and the Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center Board of Visitors. And whereas Betty McCain contributed to the political affairs of the state, working on several gubernatorial campaigns and later serving as president of North Carolina Democratic Women and chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party. She also held a leadership role on the Democratic National Committee. And whereas Betty McCain worked unselfishly for the betterment of the state, serving on the North Carolina Medical Alliance, North Carolina Museums Council, Time Pass Commission, First Flight Centennial Commission, Chairman of the United Way, State Employees Combined Campaign, North Carolina Mental Health Association, First Conley Foundation, and as a regional corporate board member for Sprint Telecommunications. She was appointed to the State Advisory Budget Commission, Governor's Task Force on Child Advocacy, Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina, and as Secretary of the Department of Cultural Resources. And whereas Betty McCain received numerous honorary degrees and awards from several of the state's universities and colleges, including UNC, Wake Forest University, UNC Greensboro, UNC Wilmington, North Carolina State University, Barton College, and St. Andrews Presbyterian College. UNC awarded her with the General Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Medal and the William Richardson Davy Award. She also received the North Carolinian Society Award, Arts and Sea Presence Award, and Joseph Caldwell Award from the North Carolina Humanities Council. She was introduced in the North Carolina Women's Hall of Fame and was bestowed the Order of Longleaf Pine in the North Carolina Award. Now, therefore, it is fitting and proper to honor the life of Betty McCain for her lifelong devotion to the state of North Carolina and her community. and witness thereof. The undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 13th day of December 2022, submitted by Representative Linda Cooper Surux. James White, House Principal Clerk.